In the 10 Commandments of a Good Entrepreneur, we presented listeners with 10 rules one should remember when starting a business. Today's 10 Commandments of a Successful Entrepreneur will present 10 rules followed by entrepreneurs who've enjoyed long-term business success.
Would you say that whoever listens to our conversation will be successful with their business?
I certainly wouldn't say that. Having a successful business and maintaining it depends on many variable factors. That's like asking me to guarantee that your employer will raise your salary by 20% each year and that you'll be employed there until you retire.
Well, I'd like that. But maybe after a few more conversations with you, I'll decide to start my own business.
The rules and the advice we're going to talk about today are a collection of the most common rules followed by successful entrepreneurs all over the world.
Now, be honest with me. Do you follow these rules yourself?
You have to practice what you preach. The majority of us at Meriglobe Advisory House also have our own businesses, and the rules which we're going to talk about today have been collectively compiled based on our practical experience from all over the world.
Once again, I'm discovering all kinds of interesting things. But before we begin, tell me, do you need wealth to be successful?
In my opinion, the two are not directly related. Of course, it does depend on what you mean by wealth. Do you mean having £1 million in the bank and in assets? A person certainly doesn't have to have that to be successful.
How come?
Success is a very subjective concept. Someone may be successful as an architect, for example. She doesn't have any employees, and yet she's happy and her business continues to grow. She gets more and more interesting commissions and creates one architectural gem after another. Her work satisfies her completely and at the same time gives her freedom. Someone else may have a butcher shop with 3 employees in a small village on the square. He's also successful and happy because he continues to have new customers who come from far and wide for his homemade sausages. His business is growing slowly but steadily.
Well, there you go. And I always thought that being successful meant you didn't have any financial troubles. You could easily pay for your kids to go to private school, buy your partner expensive gifts for each birthday, and take the whole family on holiday 3 times a year.
You're also right. Everybody measures their business success differently. And it's not just expensive gifts or how many exotic holidays you take each year.
So if I understand it properly, you're talking about a person who is successful over the long term, who knows how to manage their company with ease and think about and prepare for all kinds of business risk. Someone whose business is growing slowly but steadily, who is a stable and strong partner for their employees, suppliers and customers, and who likes to work and enjoys business.
That's it, exactly. A successful person also balances their business with family, leisure time and physical activity. Simply put, they live life to the fullest.
It's true that you don't need obscene wealth to do that. Just slow, steady growth and a well-rounded life.
Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that a rich business person is also successful. They may be rich today and completely broke tomorrow. And why would that happen?
Because they're not successful?
Exactly. And a successful business person may be poor today and rich tomorrow. And if they're able to maintain their success long-term, then they'll also maintain their wealth.
Hopefully, we haven't got the terms success and wealth too mixed up. Now, tell me about the kinds of character traits that tend to define successful entrepreneurs.
Entrepreneurial spirit, diligence, and humility.
Entrepreneurial spirit and diligence are pretty obvious, but why humility?
Without humility and empathy for the lives of others, your family, your employees, your customers, and your business partners, there won't be any point to your business.
Why?
Without humility, you cannot properly perceive your surroundings, and you won't be able to create the right product or business model. I know that it's slightly complicated, but for now, let's allow our listeners to think about it.